Let's talk about the Children's Festival 30 years in. Well, let me ask you this, because you've been involved in the entertainment, the wider entertainment industry. You've also spent time at Sesame Workshops. So you have an insight into this whole area of, I guess it's children's play, because theatre is kind of adults still playing, right?
It is. And I think introducing children, especially the children at the age group for the Children's Festival, which is somewhere around 4 to 10 years old, introducing them to professional theatre is so important. You never know what's going to spark a child's imagination. And I think that the live performance element is important to that age, where most of the performances that they see are either videotape on a very small screen, like a video game, or television. So to see live actors on stage in person, I think will spark an interest, and it's just a great thing for kids to be exposed to at a very early age.
And the quality of what you're bringing here, this is not, I mean, sometimes kids' theater is kind of the afterthought, or it's the educational component of what a theater company does. And that's not to disparage any of the kids' theater in Philadelphia. It's all marvelous. But there are times when it feels like an afterthought. This is very much a forethought. You've gone out and found really interesting work. And it's been happening since it was founded by Kaki in 1984. Mm-hmm. So the idea was always to bring the best and the brightest. Well, it's Penn, so
it is the best and the brightest. And this, and I can't stress again the emphasis on the professional theater companies. This year we've got some great things, and taking new technology and applying it to children's theater. So, for example, as a theater company called Patch Theater Company, they're from Australia. And they do an entire play in shadows. It's behind a scrim with a certain light. I can't be more technical than that. And it's called Me and My Shadow. And it's about a little girl who wants to make friends with her shadow. And you can see, at least from the videos that I've seen, I haven't seen the shows yet, the girl actor is trying to make friends with her shadows. And it's all done with light and shadow. And so that's going to be a big hit.
You can just imagine kids leaving there and exactly acting that out.
I can. And the other big thing that we're excited about is Lightwire Theater is coming from New Orleans, and they do a show. It's not quite black light, but the stage is dark and they are in lighted costumes, and they're retelling the famous stories of the Ugly Duckling and Tortoise and the Hare. But it's all done in this electro light, which is, I think, is going to be very cool, especially for kids of this generation. And they're well known, at least in certain parts of the country, because this group was a finalist in America's Got Talent. So So when I heard that, I knew exactly what they were talking about.
You also have, you know, you have new takes on old things. I think every kid of this generation, probably several generations back, has read The Whale and the Snail. It's a sort of become a modern-day children's classic.
Yes.
Probably very older listeners won't be familiar with it, but we're getting a rendition of that. We're also getting locally something that's been incubating for a long time just up the street here at Art Sanctuary is the Hip Opera Project.
The Hip Opera Project. This is year two of a three-year project that they are working on, where they are combining hip-hop, i.e. really rap lyrics, and turning them into an opera. And they're working with kids from four different high schools. Last year, they just presented initial reading. This year, they will extend beyond the reading, but it won't be a full production. But it will lead into next year's final production, and we can't be more excited to be the home that is showcasing this.
Can I ask you how you curate this? Is it necessary to, in order to know what's going to work, to sort of connect with your inner child?
It is important, but what we try to do is to get a variety of programming. The two I mentioned before, Me and My Shadow and The Ugly Duckling and The Tortoise and the Hare, the Light Wire Theater, they'll be in the big stage. They'll be in the 975-seat theater, and we're expecting families and school groups to come in. But we also wanted smaller performances, a little more intimate, up close. So in that regard, we have the Cashmore Marionette Company coming in from upstate Pennsylvania. And it's closer, and the kids will be able to really see the workings of the marionette. So It's looking for big things and also small things.
And children's play, of course, is children's work. That's what children do for a living. That, we forget that sometimes.
And it's so important.
Well, it's a very serious business. If you're a 7-year-old or a 5-year-old, the act of playing is that's what you get paid for.
And it just sparks so much creativity for other things. And speaking of that, we also have a free fun zone, which will be available Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That will be on the plaza. It's free if you have a ticket for any show. And it is an all-day just play zone where kids can express their creativity in interactive activities.
30 years in, you're at Annenberg now. You've been there a short time. We've talked about what your goals are going forward for that. Is the Children's Festival in good shape as it is now, or do you constantly have to be aware of what's out there and what new developments are happening in this particular area of children's theatre?
I think we're in great shape. 30 years in, people still know about it. It's the one event that we get calls for months in advance, with parents and school teachers wanting to know when will tickets be on sale. So far, no one else in the region is doing this kind of extensive festival. We like it that way, but we're always open to partnerships. One of our partners this year is Papaya. It's a Pennsylvania Performing Arts for Young Audiences. They are actually partnering with us with the Me and My Shadow, but they have started a children's theater series, a full series throughout the year. But they came to us to partner with us for our children's festival. So we're very excited about that.
Unless we forget that Sesame Street has a presence in this state as well, which is the mothership of all of this, right?
I think the
play as education. Is it always about being a learning experience for children, or is there entertainment, or does it always have to be both?
I think when you're 4 years old, everything is a learning experience.
And it's play.
because you have so much to learn and you're so curious. So I think our philosophy is, let's take that learning experience, let's make it fun, and let's open it up to as many kids as possible.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.